Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the palatial yet not overly ostentatious studios of the Infinity Sports Network here in beautiful New York City, sitting on top of the 10th floor of 345 Hudson Street. Welcome on in to what is a Thursday edition of the Zach Gelb Show across all the great local Infinity Sports Network affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 375, the free Odyssey app, and as always, streaming on YouTube. 888-710-4ISN is the number to jump on in. That's 888-710-4476. You could always get at me on Instagram, where I'm straight flexing, or via the good old cesspool of Twitter, at Zach Gelb. That is Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B. Danny Green is going to join us today, the three-time NBA champion. We will start the college football fix. We'll preview Louisville today with Jeff Brohm. Their head football coach is now in his third season as the head coach at his alma mater. But we got to start off with what the heck I witnessed last night at Madison Square Garden. Now, the last time I left the stadium and I had no clue what I just watched and I was shocked and I didn't know how to process it was actually not that long ago, where over a month ago, I was fortunate enough to be in San Antonio for the Final Four, and I was there for the semifinal games, and I got a chance to see Duke go up against Houston, and with 1:29 to go, I think it was, Duke was up by 7 points. And with under a minute to go, Duke was up by 6 points. And Duke didn't win the game. They choked. They gagged the game away. And like last night, some people, I don't understand it. They don't like the word choke. I don't understand how you call it anything but a choke when you look at what the Knicks did when they were up 14 points with 2:45 to go. And Madison Square Garden, I was in the building. It was rocking. It was a party. It was sensational. And then whatever happened in the final 2:45, I'm still stunned by it. I'm mystified from it. And I understand Tyrese Haliburton and Nesmith, right, in this Indiana Pacers team, they are a heck of a team. They are a gritty team. And this is not the first time this postseason that they've gone on and they've had some crazy comeback. But I don't want to take anything away from the Pacers because that's like also another big thing too. And maybe that's why sometimes people don't like when you hear the word choke because it doesn't give any credit to the team that won the game. But let's be real. The Indiana Pacers, for the majority of that game, had no business winning the game. I thought it was pretty even in the first half. In the second half, it was clear for the majority of the second half that the Knicks were the better team. But in the final 3 minutes, right, especially in a basketball game, anything could happen. And what did transpire last night, I know I'm supposed to get on the radio and give you these words and be able to describe it and say all that stuff. I'm really at a loss for words, folks. Like, nothing against Rick Carlisle, nothing against Tyrese Haliburton, nothing against Nesmith, nothing against Indiana Pacers. The Knicks win that game 9.9 times out of 10. And there's probably a bunch of Boston Celtics fans that are probably saying, oh, now you guys know why we're paying. Because in game one in the last round, the Celtics were up by 20. The Knicks won. Then it happened again in game number two. But to just kind of encapsulate how crazy this game was last night, here were the three tweets that I kind of screen grabbed right before the show. Darren Rovell, 994-0. That was the record before the Knicks lost tonight of a team up by at least 14 going into the final 2:45 of a playoff game since 1997. Now, 994-1. Think about that. This was on Get Up earlier this morning. Comeback of the century. Since 1998, NBA playoff teams have been 0-1,414 when down 9-plus in the final minute of a fourth quarter overtime. Think about that. Now it's 1-1,414. Then, Yahoo Sports. The Pacers have three of these wins, and they're all from this postseason. Well, what are the three wins? 4-1,702. That's the record this postseason, or that's the record since 1996-1997, of teams trailing by 7-plus in the final 50 seconds of the fourth quarter or overtime in the playoffs. So, like, sometimes, right, in a hyperbole sense, we will say something and be like, oh, I've never seen something like that. Or, oh, that's like the craziest crap I've ever seen. Or only that could happen, right, to the Knicks. Or only that could, like, right, you understand what I'm saying. Most of those numbers, outside of the last one that I read to you, have not happened. When you get, what, 994 and 0, and what was it, 1,014, or 0 and 1,014. What you saw last night was truly history. It was truly stunning. And even today, less than 24 hours later, and right, I got up. I looked at my phone. I said, oh, yeah, that happened. Then I came to work, talked to Stu. All right, I know what we're leading with. Talked to Botcher, know what we're leading with. And you go, how did that happen? And you know what I may be the most stunned about? It's not a stat or anything crazy. But Jalen Brunson got into a lot of foul trouble last night. Jalen Brunson had 5 fouls. And the Knicks went on this great run without Jalen Brunson. And a buddy of mine, I was in a suite last night, Max, he turns to me and he goes, hey, do you think they should put Brunson back in? And I go, absolutely. Like, keep the foot on the throat and don't let them get away. Don't let them breathe. So Jalen Brunson checked into the game last night, back into the game last night with 5 minutes to go. At that rate, the Knicks are up 111-98. They're up 13 in that moment. And you're getting Jalen Brunson back in the game. And they didn't win it. That, to me, is just wild. And also what's wild, if I would have just told you before the game last night, hey, Jalen Brunson would have 43, Karl-Anthony Towns would have 35, and then OG Anunoby and Mikal Bridges, and all I ask is that, like, one of them get 18. Well, OG Anunoby had 16 and Mikal Bridges had 16. If I would have told you that with those four players, if I would have just stopped after Brunson and Kat, that Brunson had 43 and Kat had 35, you would have said, how many points did the Knicks win by? The Knicks ended up losing in overtime, 138-135. And I'll tell you, where my seat was, it was behind the basket. And it was the basket where Halliburton hit that final shot in regulation. I'm recording. Because, you know, I told the station I was going, right, Our Network and the station down the hall. I said I was going, hey, I'll try to get some fan reaction right when the game ends and give you a little scene so you guys could post it on social media and do all that stuff. You know, not on a, you know, company payroll or anything for that. Just being a good guy, right? Just creating content everywhere I go. So I'm recording. And I'll be honest, you know, I was in a luxury box, so I had a few whiskey gingers. And by a few, I mean several whiskey gingers. And I had a lot of charcuterie and I had a lot of chicken cutlet sandwiches, and they had some egg rolls in there. They had some shrimp cocktail, you know, waffle fries, desserts, all that stuff. So I was feeling pretty nicey last night. Your boy was feeling pretty good. And I'm recording this video. And I go to pan when I see the ball hit the rim and shoot up in the air, right? I go to pan to the fans. And I'm watching, and I never really saw the ball go in. And I don't think many people in the building saw the ball go in, because here's why. It's MSG. It's the Garden. That ball goes up in the air. You think it's missing. Everyone's turning about to high-five their buddy. Oh, Knicks survived. Oh, they're going to go up 1-0. And then that ball goes in, and everyone, you saw everyone pretty much in unison go from turning to the people they were at the game with to then back to the court. And they said, oh, truck, oh, hit, whatever it may be. Botcher was about to dump that there for a second. He got a little nervous there. And when the Pacers bench emptied and mobbed Tyrese Halliburton on the court, everyone at first was like, oh, that's a three. And then they showed the replay instantly, and you knew that it was a two. And then the game goes into overtime, and I know that they missed the goaltending, and then the Pacers were able to hit a three. That was a huge momentum shift. But I'm not going to sit here and bitch about a goaltending call that wasn't called, and I'm not going to sit here and be lame and take away from the Indiana Pacers and just blame the officials, because that would be weak. Because the New York Knicks are up 14 at home with that building rocking. That building was awesome last night. 2:45 to go. You're up 14 and you can't win the game. It went from the greatest party ever, right, to basically like you were in a morgue. The minute that shot went in, it went from the defense chance to just, huh? Like stunned. And then even in overtime, there were moments where it looked like, okay, the Knicks were gonna get the job done. But you couldn't feel complacent. You couldn't feel satisfied. You couldn't start to think about the victory. Because let's be real, with 3 minutes to go, did anyone think that that game was going to go to the Indiana Pacers? Absolutely not. So what I saw last night, I truly can't believe what I saw. I can't. And that's the second time now in the last month and a half, 2 months, where I've walked out of a sporting event as a sports talk show host, where I am paid to give my opinion and describe what happens and be able to, in an eloquent fashion, express how I feel. And I have no clue still how to explain how Duke blew that game to Houston, which I was there for. And I really have no clue how to explain how the New York Knicks gagged away and just choked a 14-point lead with 2:45 to go. And they probably should have lost the game in regulation. So hats off to Nesmith. Hats off to Tyrese Halliburton. If any dope still thinks that Tyrese Halliburton is overrated, I guess you haven't been watching the entirety of the playoffs, because he continues to be the most underrated player in the game. And he is someone that he's a killer. And even if the game isn't going their way, if you give him a little chance to find a victory, he'll find a way to do that. But that is really something that I walked out of the building last night and I go, WTF. Like, what the bleep did I just see? Because that's something that is indescribable. And once again, you look back at it, and I know that they had an extra 5 minutes in overtime, but if you look back at 2:45 left when they're up by 14, and just to paint the picture a little bit more, and 2:45 left, it's 119 to 105. If I would have told you at that moment that the Knicks would have lost the game, you wouldn't have believed me. But if I would have told you the final score when it's 119 to 105 with 2:45 to go in the fourth quarter, that not only did the Pacers win, but the final score was 138 to 135, huh? Like, there's 2:45 to go, and the Indiana Pacers, shows you how great their offense was, and how the Knicks' defense was just terrible, and left them wide open. The Indiana Pacers were 2:45 to go, only had 105 points. They finished with 138. Like, I'm laughing because it doesn't even seem real. And here's the one thing. If you're a Knicks fan today, today sucks, right? You got to flush this eventually today, and tomorrow you think they're going to win. The Knicks have to win tomorrow. If the Knicks don't win tomorrow, this series is over. And I know we've seen teams come back from down 2-0 before, but it's not as if you're down 2-0 on the road. You'd be down 2-0 at Madison Square Garden. And I do think the Knicks will win tomorrow night. I do. And I feel like the same thing with the Timberwolves tonight. The Timberwolves got to win tonight. If the Timberwolves don't win tonight and they're down 0-2 to a better team in the Oklahoma City Thunder, I don't care how great you think Anthony Edwards is, even though he's a big zero in the fourth quarter the other night, the Timberwolves will be done. So that's the one saving grace. That unlike when I walked out of that Duke-Houston game and Duke gagged away that 7-point lead with like 129 to go, whatever it was, 130 to go, that was single elimination. This is not. This is a race to four. But that is a tough pill to swallow. And that's a tough digestion day that you're going to need until you do get to Friday and see what the Knicks are made out of in Game 2. But oh my goodness gracious, that's the intrigue for Game 2. How do the Knicks mentally recover? That's a big one. So I know some people are going to discuss Tyrese Haliburton and the choking symbol that he did, the Reggie Miller that he did. I'm going to be honest, even though I wanted the Knicks to win, obviously, if I'm just taking right fandom out of it and you're just looking at it objectively as a national radio host, I think that's sports. That's awesome. Now, it would have been really funny if he did that and then Knicks fans got to have fun at his expense if they didn't get the job done in overtime, but the Pacers did. So that ages obviously very well, and you still got to go on and you got to go win 3 more games in this series. Now, that could still be thrown back in your face, because remember when Reggie Miller did that, Reggie Miller ultimately did not win that series. And that's something that all Knicks fans have definitely brought up a lot today. Now, obviously, Haliburton thought that that went in and it was a 3. I don't think he would have done that, and he said he wouldn't have done it afterwards if it was just a tie game. But he thought that was a 3, and he had a little Kevin Durant where the toe was on the line, and that ends up only being a 2-point basket. But you got to overtime, and they got the job done. My, oh, my. That was an event last night. And, you know, I've been fortunate enough to be to some pretty big sporting events. You never know what the script is going to be. You never know, like, you may go to something, you expect to see a great painting, and it doesn't end up being a great painting, right? I've been in the building, I was there for 28-3. I was there for Duke Houston in the Final Four, and I was there for last night. Like, those are historical choke jobs. And if you're a Knicks fan and you want this to go away, well, then your basketball team's got to go win 4 more games. Because if they do, you look back at Game 1 and be like, huh, remember when that team choked away a 14-point lead and made us all delirious and delusional? Remember that when they choked away a 14-point lead with 2:45 to go? All right, like, you look back and you laugh at it. But if the Indiana Pacers go to the NBA Finals, and this was the beginning of them going to the NBA Finals, this, even though it ages very poorly right now and it doesn't feel good now, it will get even worse and worse and worse. And we'll see what the rest of this series has in store. But what a basketball game last night. And truly something that is unpredictable. I actually, when I took the video last night, you hear my buddy in the background. Because, you know, I wasn't in the greatest mindset, let's just say. So I don't know why I didn't keep on recording, but once I realized the shot did go in, I just stopped recording. But the moment the shot goes in, my buddy must have been the first person in the building to realize it, because you just loudly hear, oh, bleep, and it's a word that rhymes with hit, and you hear it just so, like, loudly in the video, obviously because he's sitting right next to me. But the entire building, it just goes from defense, defense, to yeah, oh, and a lot of curse words. So that was last night at Madison Square Garden, and that's sports for you. If you're a Pacers fan, congratulations on Game 1. That is just an unbelievable victory. If you're a Knicks fan, oh my God, did you guys see Manny this morning?
I did, yes.
Like, I almost want to tell him to toughen up, Buttercup. Oh, my God. You would have thought that Manny Rodriguez, like, had his entire family die last night. This morning, Manny Rodriguez was in a raincoat. This is the only thing that really made me laugh in the last 24 hours from this game. And Manny has a raincoat on, hood up during the show. He could have been sleeping, who knows? Ski cap on, and he just sat there for 4 hours today with resting producer face. Pretty much is what it was. And he looked as if he just saw, like, the murder of his family and all of his pets. Blank stare, and as sad could be. And I was watching it back and go, how long did it take him to speak or someone to acknowledge it? And Maggie finally said, you know, Manny, you know, you look kind of scary or something like that. And he finally was able to speak a few words into the microphone. But man, even at one point, EJ, I just saw him turn his head to Manny. He was like, and I know EJ's a sick Knicks fan. He was like, is this dude okay? And then it's funny, the bobblehead game between them, because EJ was looking at Manny. And then when EJ starts to speak, Manny's just looking at him like, we're not going to sit here and relive this murder right now. And Manny's resting producer face was something that I have like never seen before. What a crazy night between the Knicks and the Pacers in game one. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
Two-point game, 6 seconds to go. Halliburton driving. He's in the lane. He nearly lost it. He backs up and unloads a three. Oh! That did not happen! It hit the back of the rim. It popped high into the air, and it dropped gently through the net. And the Pacers have, the scoreboard shows 125-125. It's called a two-point shot.
A stunning moment last night at the world's most famous arena. That's the Pacers radio network, the New York Knicks. It was a party for most of the game. They were up 14 with 2:45 to go. And Tyrese Halliburton, if he maybe had smaller feet, would have ended the game in regulation. Instead, the Knicks did go on to overtime to face the Pacers. And the Knicks walked out of the building with a horrible, horrendous big fat L, and now they're down 0-1 to the Indiana Pacers, and you will have a big game two coming up tomorrow evening. I want to check in on a friend, and I'm not doing this to be rude. I'm not thrilled with the results last night. Obviously, we're on in Indianapolis, so maybe they will get a kick out of this, but also I understand that there's a different side of it. But I tuned in to my favorite national morning radio show this morning, and I did so via YouTube, Maggie and Perloff, and I saw the video feed of Manny Rodriguez. And I think if you put the over-under on about 10 words that Manny said on the show this morning, it was the under, but he was the star of the show today because Manny is an enormous, and I mean an enormous Knicks fan, and Manny is like a crazy sports fan. He cried tears of joy when the Knicks advanced to the conference finals. So if he was that happy, imagine how miserable he was today. And he had resting producer face all morning long as he had his hood up and it was just a blank stare. So I felt really bad about Manny and for Manny. And I just wanted to, as a good friend, check in and see how my dear friend Manny Rodriguez is doing, because I was very scared watching Manny this morning. Manny, I would ask you how you're doing, but I know the answer to that.
Nothing has changed, Zach. Nothing has changed in the past 18 hours.
How many words have you said today outside of the most words you're probably going to speak coming up here in the next 3 minutes or so?
42 of them.
Oh, my God. So can you just take me through it? Like last night, right? You think the game is over, correct? When they're up 14 with 2:45 to go, right?
Yeah. Like, yeah, I did.
Like, I know you're superstitious, and right, I understand never saying a game's over until it's over.
Yeah, it ain't over till it's over, but it felt over.
But even a minute left, they're up by 9. And then you see all the stats afterwards that are just absolutely horrendous. But when ball went in, and right, you're watching it from your couch, I'm in the building. When that ball goes in, no one even knew that it went in because everyone saw the ball went up in the air and they were about to celebrate. And then the ball goes in and you're like, wait, what the bleep just happened? So take me through wherever you're at a bar, you're in your living room, however you're watching the game, how you process that final 15 seconds of regulation.
I mean, many expletives were ushered and not in English. That was the entire – I was in the living room with my parents watching the game, and my dad had the exact same reaction. Just pure shock, disbelief. I mean, I'm still at a loss for words as to how they just choked that game away. There's no other words for it. They choked it away.
Yeah, so how do you, like, get back up on the horse and talk yourself into the Knicks winning game two coming up tomorrow? Like, have you got to that stage of healing yet? Or is this, you're just going to sit here today and just take it, and then tomorrow you'll wake up and be like, okay, they'll get back in this?
Let's see. Tip-off is at 8 o'clock tomorrow, so about 7:58 p.m. Eastern time is when I'll get my mojo back.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm going to be depressed. I'm going to be miserable. It's also gray, cloudy, cold outside in the New York City area. So this is just spectacular. This is just awesome.
Did you get rain on your way to work this morning? Because I saw that you were wearing the rain jacket and you didn't take it off and you looked like wet and miserable.
Yeah, dog, it was a monsoon this morning. It was actually very scary to drive in. But I've had that same blank stare forever now.
Did you realize the face that you were giving on the show this morning?
No, not really. Sometimes that's just my face.
Because not to laugh at you, but you and EJ, when EJ would talk, you would look at EJ and basically just give the look of, oh my goodness gracious, I have to relive this crap right now. And then when you would start talking, or not even talking, you were just sitting there, EJ was looking at you, and just, you guys were barely saying nothing this morning, but just the eye contact between the two of you was really something this morning.
I mean, it was just stares of disbelief. I'm still so mad about it, man. I'm still so angry about it, so upset about it. I just can't believe that they choked it away like that. It's just, it's gut-wrenching. I hate everything. Give me a reason to live. Thank you, Pearl.
I'm actually very surprised that Cap did not Photoshop you on Tyrese Halliburton, like when he's doing the choke sign. I'm surprised that they didn't put your face on that.
Don't give that evil Boston fan any ideas. What are you doing, dude?
Man, I was very surprised by it. I'm now questioning Cap's creativity, that he wasn't creative enough to do that today. And Cap's probably the most creative person right here at 345 Hudson Street. It's going to be okay. They're going to win game two. You're getting a Zach Gelb guarantee. Well, they're winning game two, Manny. They're tying it up at one apiece.
From your lips to God's ears, bro.
Now, if Hickey starts to say that, then we're all screwed, all right?
Yeah, you're not wrong.
All right, can you?
I hate that guy, Hickey.
Did you eat anything in, like, the last 24 hours? You know, any comfort food?
Yeah, I had some ice.
Some ice?
Yeah, some ice. That's all I've had.
I would try.
Why are you laughing at me?
Because you got to, like, go get, like, some mac and cheese or something, all right?
No. How
about, like, a chicken quesadilla or something?
Couldn't have been just like some chicken breast. Why's it got to be a quesadilla?
You probably like some breast right now, if I'm being honest with you.
Yeah, well, you're not wrong.
It's going to be
size
okay,
man. Well.
All righty. I appreciate
it. I'm sure.
It. Thank you.
All love, Zach. Be safe.
You got it. Go Knicks. There he is. Manny Rodriguez.
Let's go Knicks!
That's just not nice. And this is the thing. You guys do these sound effects, and then he thinks like I'm being a jackass. I have no control over that, Botcher. You're an evil person. You're an evil son of a bitch.
The Zach Gelb Show.
Yeah.
Got to accept blame. Starts at the top.
Hey, Manny has taunted me so much for being a Nets fan.
Oh, has he?
Forever. That it's okay. He can handle this.
Yeah. Honestly, I know we're all sick sports fans. I don't think I have the level of sports fandom in me like Manny does. Stu, I've seen Stu come in to work after his football team has lost like 8,000 games in a row. And Stu is just numb to it at this point.
That is true.
Manny, he like literally lives off of each and every play of the game. We may have to get a. We may have to order a camera, and get it on Manny. You know what? It's so expensive to go to these games. Like, I felt that bad for him. I kind of want to get him a ticket to game two. You know, maybe Pearl and Maggie and myself, we all chip in and get Manny a ticket for game two. And they factor in my ticket as well, and we all go to game two. Right? That'd be nice, right, their show?
Yeah, it seems fair, yeah.
Man, we got to get a camera on Manny for these. You know, I kind of want to watch game two tomorrow with Manny. You know, call Manny back up. Get Manny back on the line. I have to ask him one more question. Just ring him right back. Just call him directly. I got to ask him. I want to know what he's doing for the game tomorrow night. I'm trying to think. Do I have anything going on tomorrow night? It's Friday. I have an event Saturday. Then I'm going to Long Island Saturday afternoon. Sunday, I'm going out east. Yeah, no, I want to treat Manny to dinner tomorrow. And I want to watch the game with Manny. And I want to have Manny feel good. That's what I think we need to do. We need to uplift people around here because Manny Rodriguez is really going through it. Let's see if we can get Manny back on the line. Okay, he just needs a second. Man, Manny probably is sharpening the knives at everything in the house today and all that stuff. Hey, Manny, can I do something nice for you?
Oh, that'd be nice.
You want to go out for dinner tomorrow night? I'll buy dinner. I'll get you a few drinks and we'll watch the game together.
I got something to do already on tomorrow night.
Screw you. Already invited. Right, get him off the show. Get him off the show. If I said to you, I got you a ticket for tomorrow night, would you then go? Would you change your plans?
Oh, I would drop everything.
Oh, yeah, drunk? Now it changed, you fugazi fraud. Get him off the show. I'm trying to get this guy to a victory. I'm trying to get him to a victory.
Oh, I got other plans. Oh, I can't hang out with you. Blah, 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 blah.
All righty, this is Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll get to a news brief on the other side. Update time first. Here's Zach.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show. Time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
Alrighty, let's start off with Tyrese Halliburton on celebrating his shot at the end of regulation, which some people thought, obviously, including Tyrese Halliburton, that it was a three. It ended up being a two. But it did tie the game as he did the Reggie Miller, and then the game did go into overtime, and the Pacers did win.
I wasn't, like, plotting on it or anything. I just – everybody wanted me to do it, like, last year at some different point. But it's just got to feel right. And it felt right at the time. If it would have been – if I would have known it was a two, I would not have done it. So I think I might have wasted it. If I do it again, then I might be – people might say I'm, like, aura farming. So I'm not I don't plan on using it again.
4-1,702. Teams trailing by 7-plus in the final 50 seconds of the fourth quarter or overtime in the playoffs. That's the record since 1996-1997. The Pacers have three of those four wins, and they're all from this postseason. Let's hear from the head coach of the Indiana Pacers, Rick Carlisle, on the team's consistent late-game heroics.
We've had a lot of these games this year. I mean, we've probably had a dozen of them throughout the season. A lot of the games early where we were struggling were games we had to pull out. There were clutch games when we weren't playing particularly well. And, you know, it's just, it's a muscle. The more you exercise it, the stronger it gets. And it's not easy.
And let's go one more Rick Carlisle. He says that he had no problem with Tyrese Halliburton's celebration because he's earned it.
at this time of year, you want to go into the most hostile, the most difficult environments and test your mettle, you know, and go against Brunson and, you know, Cat and Bridges and these guys. I mean, this is a difficult time of the year. So it's not a big deal to me. You know, Tyrese has earned the right to do whatever he wants.
Yeah, I 100% agree with him. Now, anyone freaking out about that, if you have such an issue with it, well, don't let him hit the shot at the end of regulation. Like, I don't know what else you want to say. Jalen Brunson on trying not to overreact to one loss.
In the playoffs, when you win, it's the best thing ever. When you lose, the worst thing ever. And so the best way to deal with all that is just stay level-headed and making sure we have each other's backs. Obviously, not the way we wanted to finish the game. I mean, like I said, like you said, tomorrow we're going to have to watch film and get better and just making sure that we're ready for game two.
Did you guys see this video on the bench that surfaced with the Knicks? So it looks like OG Anunoby's on the bench and he says something to Kat. And then I think it's Mikal Bridges is trying to calm the two of them down. And then Brunson is like very animated, like kind of like, let's knock this crap off. I don't know exactly what went on, but it didn't look good. It looked like the moment obviously got to them. Here's Tibbs, Tom Thibodeau, and what went wrong for the Knicks down the stretch. Remember, they were up 14 points with 2:45 to go.
They can score the ball. But, you know, Nesmith got loose. Halliburton hit big shots. You can never let your guard down against them. No lead is safe.
Don't miss free throws. That's number one. And number two, you got to play better defense. You got to play better defense. And you know, give them twos. You can't give them threes. And those threes were wide open last night, and the Pacers drilled three after three after three after three in that comeback. Here's Charles Barkley inside the NBA on TNT. He was in the building last night, and he actually wants the NBA to let Halliburton's dad, I think his name is John, back in the arena. Remember, Halliburton's dad was the dope that antagonized Giannis Antetokounmpo after the Pacers sent them packing and got very much into the face of Giannis Antetokounmpo when he rushed the court.
It's time to let Mr. Halliburton back in the building.
Yes, it is.
Adam, I'm asking you, hey, my man paid his dues. He did something really, really stupid, but he's been punished. And I'm asking you and the Indiana Pacers to let Mr. Halliburton back in the building for game 3 and 4. I mean, he paid his dues. It shouldn't be indefinite. He's been punished enough. He would never do anything that stupid again. So, Adam, you know how much I love you. And my man Kevin Pritchard, y'all let Mr. Halliburton back in the building for game 3.
So you heard one voice in the background that was like, absolutely. I'm pretty sure that was Draymond Green, who's a part of the coverage last night. Very fitting that Draymond Green doesn't want any accountability, right? Like, no one should be punished. I'm actually in agreement, though, with Charles. And I was very upset when John Halliburton did that nonsense. And I would have no problem if Giannis Antetokounmpo would have swung at him. All right, he sat out all last round. His son is now 3 wins away from going to the NBA Finals. Can you let him back to the home games and make him maybe like have to sit in the 200 section or something like that? Yeah, I think that's fine. Just keep him away from the court. Here's Shaq. He says the pressure's on Anthony Edwards in game 2 inside the NBA.
Growing up as a fan, you see in moments like this where players take over. Seen Steph do it. You see Hakeem do it. I've seen you do it. Seen Magic do it. I need Amp to take over. I don't want to hear the defense, special defense. I need him to step up. You know, we're talking about him being the new face of the league. These are the things that we have to go through. I need to see him figure it out. Him passing the ball in the fourth quarter, I don't like to see that. Because on the other side, Shea, when he went 2 for 11 in the first half, what did he do in the second half? He took over the game. He figured out he took over the game. So I'm going to need Mr. Ant Edwards to step up. I don't care what type of defense they throw at him.
100%, he's right. One shot in the fourth quarter, obviously at 0 points. You got to see Anthony Edwards be more aggressive and take over this game number 2 tonight. Anthony Edwards says he needs to be more aggressive in this game too.
I definitely got to shoot more. I only took 13 shots, but I'll say probably just get off the ball a little more, play without the ball. I think that'll be the answer, because playing on the ball, they're just going to double and sit in the gaps all day. So got to go watch some film and pick it apart. We'll figure it out.
And let's go to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Won the MVP yesterday. He got emotional when he thanks his wife for making him the man he is today.
Thank you for everything you are for me, for our son, Aries. You were the first person to show me what love really meant. What love really meant, what sacrifice really meant. And I can't wait to spend the rest of this journey called life with you. So thank you for everything. I wouldn't be the man I am. I wouldn't be the player I am. I wouldn't be the father I am without you. But thank you for that.
And let's go to Brock Purdy. We go from the hardwood to the gridiron. Brock Purdy, if you consider taking a pay cut, remember he just signed a $53 million a year contract.
For me, it's I know who I am, and I'm going to, you know, obviously want to get what I deserve, but also surround myself, like I said, with guys around me and not just try to take every penny for myself. That's the whole point of negotiating. You know, you go throughout that, you try to meet in the middle ground, and where we ended, man, I'm extremely grateful and happy with.
And we go from the gridiron, obviously, to the ice rink, where you did get to see on the ice the Edmonton Oilers go into the third period of game one of the Western Conference Finals. Remember, they beat the Stars last year in the Western Conference Finals to advance to the Stanley Cup Final. You did have Edmonton go into the third period with a 3-1 lead. You then saw 5 goals in the third period by the Dallas Stars. 5 unanswered goals after Evan Bouchard had the 3-1 goal to give the Oilers that lead. And let's play you Tyler Seguin. This made it 5-3 in the third period. This is the Stars Radio Network.
Stars good work, though. Take it away, and they race across. Steele has a cutting Seguin. Steele backhand. Score!
Oh, my God.
Sam Steele delayed. Seguin was there in front. Sagan's got his second. The Stars have their fourth this period, and they've got a 5-3 lead.
There's nothing like when you get a home goal in hockey, and you're at home, and you got that horn just going off. That's pretty cool. All righty, here's my favorite radio call of the year. And I know that's pretty early to say because it's only May. And I'm not a fan of this team. This is a meaningless regular season game. But Jason Dominguez hit a walk-off home run last night. We're not playing you the English version. This is our pal Ricky Ricardo on the Yankee Spanish Radio Network. Listen up to this call by Ricky.
Jackson Lenson. Dominguez, ahí va el batazo, profundo por el derecho, el marciano la puso en órbita, esa se va, y se fue. Échale sazón, eso es un jorrón. Jason Dominguez los dejó en el terreno a los Texas Rangers. ¡Qué tablazo el número 6 por el jardín derecho! ¡El marciano! ¡Y los Yankees ganan el partido 4-3! ¡Y mira la celebración en el terreno con Jason Dominguez, que se la botó por el derecho! ¡Goodbye! ¡Apaga la luz! ¡Wow! ¡Qué tablazo del marciano!
So they call Jason Dominguez the Martian. So when you hear that, that's the Martian alien sound effects. That's awesome by Ricky Ricardo. Si, senor! Si, senor! What a job by Ricky Ricardo. Finally, some somber news, obviously. Yesterday, we did find out that Jim Irsay did pass away, the owner of the Indianapolis Colts, at the age of 65. This is Tony Dungy sharing some stories about his former boss on Pro Football Talk this morning.
I got there in 2002. My dad was getting up in age, and my dad would come to all the home games, and Mr. Irsay saw him at a couple of away games. So he said, does your dad go to every game? And I said, well, he tries to go to the ones that are close that he can get to. So if he wants to go to every game next year, tell him to just come to Indianapolis and fly with us. In 2003, he flew my dad on the team plane to every single away game. And my dad passed away at the end of the year. And my greatest memory was sitting with him and being with him at away games just because Jim Irsay, that's who he was.
Passionate owner. There's no doubt about that. Obviously, when you're an owner of a team and, you know, obviously there's been a lot off the field with Jim Irsay, you know, you don't always do the right things, and you can never be 100%. But when I think of Jim Irsay, I just think of a passionate owner that badly wanted to win. And he was able to deliver a championship with Peyton Manning as his quarterback. So our condolences to the NFL community, the Indianapolis community, and obviously the Colts family on the passing of Jim Irsay, who did pass away yesterday at the age of 65. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We will take a break. We'll take a look at a Pro Football Focus list next of all 32 quarterbacks in the NFL. And also three-time NBA champion Danny Green is going to join us 25 minutes from now.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam. I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanzus and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.